Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? Redskins Talk, J.P. Finley. We got a top-notch, great dude, great guest interview coming your way. We sat down and, well, I guess we didn't sit down. Josh Norris was in Connecticut. I was in Bethesda. But we talked. Josh Norris is the head draft scout, head draft guy at Roto World. He watches more tape than any human really should. I see him at the Senior Bowl. I see him at the Combine. And the dude just absorbs college players. Wait till you hear this interview. He references some Yale linebacker that I can't believe he actually watched the tape on. But here's why you care. Norris now, in his latest mock draft, has the Redskins taking Darius Geis. So, Pete, air horn?
Meow, 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 meow.
I don't know if Geis is going to happen. I contend today, we are recording this. We are 1 week and one day. We're 8 days away from the NFL draft. And I believe the Redskins will select one of Tremaine Edmonds, Roquan Smith, Derwin James, or Minkah Fitzpatrick. If any of those four slide to 13, I think that's the pick. And I think it's possible one of those guys gets there. But we shall see. You guys are going to really enjoy this conversation with Norris. Dude knows everything. Real quick, we've had some awesome reviews. It may not be till after the draft that we have time to sit down and go through them all, but you guys are going to enjoy them. We got a huge week coming next week. Also, we are going to do emergency pod for the schedule release. Enough of you tweeted at me, tweeted at Tandler. Somebody probably texted Pete that
Snapchat, Instagram
that they want it. So we're going to do it. And I don't know that we'll give a record guess, but maybe we will. It's going to be fun. Also, reviews. When we get to 225, we will reveal a date for a podcast party. So I think we're at 210 or something, Pete?
Yeah, we're at 210, 212. So 225 is so in reach. We had so much fun at the last podcast
plan
party. Go leave more.
We're talking June for another podcast party.
I might buy like 5 phones, leave reviews, and then return them to the
store.
Save
your money for shots, dude.
Fair.
You buying all the shots is a must.
The IRS hasn't caught me yet. I'm hoping they don't find me at the next party.
I've actually been writing, Pete. You notice that?
Yeah, you have. I'm proud of you,
I've been
dude.
Flexing the fingers.
They're like up for the Pulitzer, I think.
Probably not.
Okay.
But I wrote a couple things that you guys will find interesting. The Redskins hosted Memphis wide receiver Anthony Miller for a pre-draft
visit.
This was
a good one.
And when you look at who's coming in, you shouldn't always look at this season. Like a lot of folks, and I've talked about this, but like Roquan Smith, people are like, oh, they don't need an inside linebacker because they have Zach Brown and Mason Foster. Mason's deal, guys get hurt. Neither Zach Brown or Mason Foster finished the season last year. And contracts can always go a different way. So why do I reference that? Anthony Miller, Memphis wide receiver, projects to be a slot guy, projects to be a good slot guy. Then you think, hey, the Skins have Jamison Crowder. Well, Crowder's in the last year of his deal. And what we saw this offseason is the Redskins front office almost making a concerted effort not to sign their own guys, to let them go out elsewhere, test the market, get signed, and then the Skins in turn get compensatory picks to turn into more players. It is very advantageous on your salary cap if you have more guys on rookie deals than on second contracts. So I found that one interesting. I also wrote about the Skins have been picking running backs. There's this theory out there that they're not drafting running backs. They are. They've spent a third, a seventh, which is a flyer, and a fourth round pick in the last three drafts on running backs. The killer pick for them was Matt Jones. He did not pan out. He has not been good in the NFL.
I think he just fumbled again.
That's a third round pick, man. That kills you. Because I can tell you some other third round picks. Kareem Hunt, David Johnson. There are good guys.
Kamara.
Alvin Kamara. Like, if you hit on those guys, then you don't have to invest early. I'm not saying the Redskins shouldn't invest early, but the notion that they haven't invested is inaccurate, and I dispelled that.
Gut reaction. Do they draft a running back in the first or second round of this draft?
Tell you next week.
Cliffhanger.
All right. We're going to go to Norris. Real quick word from our sponsors.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Savings, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Here he is. Always fun to talk with our guy, Josh Norris, recurring guest. I'm going to go out on a limb and say friend of the podcast. Hopefully I can say that, Norris. Am I correct in guessing that you've been holed up in your apartment eating meat and watching game tape for like the last month?
Yeah, on the train tracks, for sure, in Connecticut, because I write about football and can't afford anything else. Yes, that's what it is. It's editing podcasts. It's writing articles that don't get finished until 4 days later. You nailed what this process is like for me.
Well, I just remember, I mean, I don't know if it was this year or last year at the Senior Bowl talking to you, and you were just like, man, the amount of tape I watch is so out of control. And I believe it, man. I follow you on Twitter and just, I think your craziest time on Twitter is at the combine when you live tweet every measurement. And you do a lot of crazy stuff, but I'm just like, wow, he's a machine.
When you catch me right after, like in between the Shrine and the Senior Bowl, that's probably when I do the most tape watching, because I want at least some level of evaluation for all those prospects. And as you know, it's like, in combined over 200 prospects for both those events, right? So I've watched every single one of those guys before those happen. And then after that, I have to, pick up with the juniors and the redshirt sophomores and so on and so forth. So, I mean, there were players last week that I watched, right? Like, I see these athletic testing numbers from pro days. Like, okay, I'll give you an example. This Yale linebacker / safety named Foye Oluokun, okay? I really like him. He's a great athlete. He's aggressive. He's assertive. He does all those great, great things. But I didn't watch him until, like, last week. So how do I compare him necessarily against a player I watched in January? That's what makes kind of the whole thing tough.
Well, I promise you I haven't watched any Yale game tape, so I will take your word for the prospect's name that you just mentioned that I'm not even going to attempt to say. Let's give the people what they want. Your latest mock draft, you have the Redskins selecting LSU running back Darius Geis at 13. I think they're more and more, I think that's what Skins fans want to happen. It's starting to look overwhelming to me, which I kind of am surprised by. We've been doing this draft bracket now for like a month, and Geis is in the finals against, who's he against, Mitch? Roquan Smith?
Yeah.
And Geis is rolling everybody in his path, and it surprised me. Josh, how did you get to Geis with the Skins at 13?
Well, you mentioned rolling everyone in his path. I mean, that's what Darius Geis is as a football player. I mean, he just runs over defenders. What's interesting to me is, a couple things. One, who we think is going to be the pick almost certainly isn't going to be the pick, right? Like, that's just what happens during draft season. But with the Redskins, like, they've just treaded water at the position for years, right? Like, I love Chris Thompson. I'm sure you guys love Chris Thompson as a player.
Right.
I believe he's coming off injury, but also they just view him as a role player, and that's what he is. So why not have a running back that first, second, even third down can be a difference maker, right? Someone to help build that offense around, and he offers that. I mean, he is so good on contact. He even created big plays prior to getting injured in 2017.
What was the only, deep dive on the injury a little? What was the injury? Because he still played 12 games. I mean, his stats still pop. But the one thing that his yards per carry was nuts. He averaged 7.5 yards per carry as a sophomore.
So, and that was even in backup work for Leonard Fournette, right?
Right.
Because that was Leonard Fournette's when he was injured. So a little insight here. Like, they couldn't figure out what was up with him. He kind of just, like, had a constant dead leg, and I was told it was a deep thigh bruise. So it really wasn't anything with a knee. It wasn't anything with an ankle. It was just a deep thigh bruise. And then he came back from injury against, I think it was Ole Miss, and just dominated them. JP, I need to quickly comment on his passing down skills, though. I know I just mentioned Chris Thompson, so this isn't as much of an issue as it might be for another team because they can just insert Chris Thompson. But we don't know who Darius Geis is as a receiver. Same thing we didn't know with Leonard Fournette last year. That's not to say he's bad at it.
Right.
LSU just didn't use him in
that area.
Well,
they hardly throw the ball anyway. They're in the Stone Ages down there.
Exactly. And they especially don't throw it to their running backs. And even if they do, the quarterback doesn't put it on target. Right. So, like, that's a part of his evaluation that is a major issue because now every down is a passing down, right, in the NFL?
Right.
And with receptions going away from wide receivers, receptions going away from tight ends and going to running backs, you need to be able to catch passes. And he's tried to prove that during the draft process, and I'm not sure if, you know, NFL teams have really bought into that at this time.
Well, and Jay Gruden talked about – so Jay Gruden and Doug Williams have repeatedly talked about they want an upgrade at the running back position, and Jay said, I want a guy that can be on the field all three downs. And Jay – how he does, he kind of made light of it. Like, you know, it's not illegal for a running back to be out there all three downs. And it's interesting. Darius Geis' agent is a guy named Fatty McHale, who's a good Twitter follow.
Let me actually correct you. He actually fired his agent recently.
No way.
He fired his agent recently.
Before
about
the draft.
A couple weeks ago. So now he is part of Lil Wayne's group.
No, so, Top Dog.
I'm not sure who they
did. If he fired, all right. Well, we might have to get to the bottom of this. But he was with Top Dog at the combine. Now maybe he's with Young
it
Money
has changed
now.
Since. Yeah, it has changed since.
Oh my gosh, that is quite interesting. All right. Well, anyway, an agent posted a video of Geis catching like a long go route. I think in an attempt to kind of dispel the notion that he can't catch out of the backfield. But, yeah, I mean, last year he only had 18 catches for, you know, 120 yards.
Right.
Here's my question. Saquon is obviously a generational talent. Is Geis worth drafting at 13?
I think Darius Geis is a top 10 talent in this class, but that's from the perspective of not having to build a roster, right? Not having to slot him in and then play him on Sundays.
Right.
Just from his talent alone in terms of running with the football and being asked to, you know, win in the areas where he does, I think he does those extremely well. But, like you mentioned, he doesn't catch passes. That's absolutely important. So, I also love Sony Michel. I have Sony Michel as the 19th overall player in this draft. And if we're talking about pass protection, Sony Michel is kind of right up there with Saquon Barkley as the best pass protectors in this class. Plus, he's a plus receiver. So, maybe that's the direction they go in round two and they bypass it in round one. But as kind of a safe pick, you know, if some of those top defensive players are off the board and Darius Geis is your fallback option, it's really not a bad fallback option because he instantly upgrades a position, again, that they've treaded water on for so long.
All right. You heard it. So in your previous mock, so in last week's mock, you had the Skins taking Vita Vea. Do you still think that's an option or do you think Vita goes above 13 now?
No, I think he goes after 13.
So the Skins would be picking Geis over Vita.
Yeah, okay. This is a difficult one for me because I know a lot of people love Vita Vea. I'm not one of those people.
Uh-oh, Mitch is going to be upset, dude.
Yeah, Josh,
sorry,
we got
Mitch.
A problem here.
Mitch is all in on Vita.
I'm all in on Vita.
I think there's questions, so.
Yeah, look, he's just not my type, okay? Sorry, Mitch.
That's okay. You're just not that into him.
I'm just not that into him. Look, I want interior disruptors. I want guys who get up the field constantly. I know that Vita Vea had awesome production, so you can point to that and say, hey, he is disruptive. But more so, his game is built at the line of scrimmage. More so, his game is to hold up multiple blockers or use his strength to make tackles either 1 yard behind or 1 yard after the line of scrimmage. Again, and this is my bias. I'm being clear about it. I want guys that instantly penetrate and get in the backfield. And I know he and Maurice Hurst are like totally different types and totally different builds and all that kind of stuff. But I would rather have Maurice Hurst on my team just because he fits the mold that I want to put on the field.
Redskins fans want Darius Geis so badly because they're sick of being backed up at 3rd and 12 and 3rd and 13 because they can't do anything. Well, why not get a guy on defense who forces other teams to get to 3rd and 12 and 3rd and 13? Maybe he's not there on 3rd down, but if he can stuff the run on those first two downs, that makes a big difference in the NFL these days.
It's a good point, Mitch. And Nora says, you'll remember well, Mitch is a big man and always campaigns for fellow big men. So
I go hard for big men.
You revealed your bias. I'm revealing Mitch's.
Vita Vea, Will Hernandez. Let's go.
Will's not going to be there at 44.
I know.
I think Billy Price. You think they can get Billy Price at 44, Norris?
You know the name to watch out for? It's Austin Corbett out of Nevada.
Nevada. Ooh, all right.
Do you remember Joel Batonio a few years ago?
Yes.
Also out of Nevada?
Yeah.
Austin Corbett's kind of in that same vein of player, and now Joe Batonio's a very highly paid offensive guard.
Right.
Look, and Corbett most likely will be there at 44. That's kind of his sweet spot. The interior offensive lineman class has a lot of first-round grades in this group, okay? How much they get paid in free agency as well. Like, now stopping those interior disruptors is a focal point of roster building. I'll throw a name out for you as well. Look, I know of one team that has a first-round grade on Frank Ragnow. Do you know anything about Frank Ragnow?
No.
Yeah, that's
Big
what I'm
Ten
saying.
Guy?
No, he went to Arkansas.
Okay.
That's my point here, is that like these interior offensive linemen are really highly thought of. It's the same thing with James Daniels out of Iowa. Billy Price obviously tore his pec, and who knows how that's
right.
floating
right.
with
Well, and Daniels you hear about at like 20, 22.
Yeah, and Frank Ragnow, that's going to be close in that area, maybe 21, 24, something like that. So,
very
again, keep those names in mind. So, and Will Hernandez, as you guys mentioned, I love Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia. There's going to be a big run of interior offensive linemen in this class.
All right, I know you got to run. Your time this time of year is very valuable. I think the Redskins take at 13 one of the following four players: Derwin James, Micah Fitzpatrick, Roquan Smith, or Tremaine Edmonds. Do you think any of those four get to 13?
Okay. With Daniel Jeremiah and Albert Breer recently putting Derwin James at like number 17 in their mock drafts,
mm-hmm.
if that says anything, maybe we inflated where Derwin James, that he's an easy evaluation for NFL teams. I think he's an easy evaluation. I have him as a top defensive back in this class and one of the top defensive players in this class. I think he can play, you know, linebacker. You can play him at safety, obviously. Then he plays on outside corner, then plays in the slot on the next snap. I mean, he does it all. But of those four that might drop, it might be him. And then the second one would probably be Tremaine Edmonds. And then after rank a third one, it's Minkah Fitzpatrick. I don't understand, though, how a team could take Minkah over Derwin, because they're similar prospects, and Derwin's just a better player with a bigger build and more athletic as well.
It's interesting. I think some of it, when you talk to Bama guys, and I've talked to a bunch of them, Minkah Fitzpatrick might be president someday. By all accounts, he has intangibles that are off the charts.
But can I quickly talk about Minkah? Because
you can do whatever you want, Josh.
This is someone that's very different than Derwin. Like, I just mentioned that Derwin can play outside corner, that he can play linebacker.
I think his versatility is hurting him a bit in the draft process.
See, that's crazy to me. Because
right. I agree with you.
In a mismatch league where teams can put 12 personnel out there, or they can put 11 personnel out there, and they can force and isolate matchups that they want to, you can have Derwin play wherever. But Minkah's not the same case. Minkah's smaller. He has shorter arms. He's not nearly as athletic. And then he only played like 12 outside corner snaps last year. This like early on in the process, there was this conversation that he's going to be a similar prospect to Jalen Ramsey, and then the rest of the process has shown he's not. So I don't want to destroy Minkah Fitzpatrick here. I think he's a very good prospect, and he's very good as a slot corner, being aggressive in that area of the field. But in terms of having the true versatility, meaning lining up for multiple alignments and winning from those areas, Derwin James just does it better.
There you have it. Well, and I can't imagine anybody's plan with the 13th overall pick is a slot corner. You like to think you're getting more than that. I still contend that the absolute perfect pick for the Skins is Tremaine Edmonds. They run a 3-4. They've never really had a 3-4 outside linebacker. They're kind of – Preston Smith and Ryan Kerrigan are good, but they're not designed for coverage. Edmonds can do both.
Interesting.
That's my contention. I think he'll be gone before they get there, don't you?
I don't like Edmonds as much as you do.
Okay.
I think that he moves very easily for his size, and he played kind of like that true off-ball linebacker spot, so he is comfortable in space. And really, someone with his size, again, should not move that easily, but he overruns plays.
He's 19.
No, he is. He absolutely is, so maybe he can continue to learn the game. I actually have Leighton Vander Esch over him right now.
Wow. But,
and you have Roquan over him too, I assume, right?
I do. Absolutely have Roquan
and
over him.
And Leighton Vander Esch's stock is going through the roof right now. Yeah. All right, you got to run. This is our last question. I think the Skins really want to trade back. How plausible do you think that is? And to me, that requires a quarterback either slipping or somebody really wanting Lamar, something crazy to happen.
Well, look, I mean, 365 days ago, we didn't expect, you know, the Chiefs to move up for a quarterback. We didn't expect the Texans to move up for a quarterback, and both did, right?
Right.
Like, we thought that those passers were going to go early. Maybe we see a Josh Rosen slip a little bit, you know? Like, look,
the Bills right in front of them hurts them.
Right. And we know that two of the top three picks are stone cold locks that they're going to be quarterbacks, right? In the Browns and the Jets. Maybe the NFL likes Lamar Jackson more than it's being portrayed at this moment, right? Maybe a team like the Saints, the Chargers, ones that have, you know, poked and prodded the quarterbacks for multiple years, the Patriots, another example, want to finally move up and get their passer for the future. If that's the case, then moving back from 13 and then getting Darius Geis later on in the first round makes a lot of sense again.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think this Cortland Sutton kid, people are going to move up for him. I think there could be like a receiver, something crazy that happens.
And again, if we go 365 days ago, who would have thought that three receivers were going to go in the top 10?
Exactly.
No one.
And as much as it's become a desperate QB league, I think teams are getting desperate for receivers as well. They need somebody to throw it to. I talk to you a lot in Mobile. I know Josh Allen is not on the top of your quarterback board.
No.
That hasn't changed, I'm guessing.
No, it hasn't. And
he's not on
quickly with these
to me,
receivers.
It's Darnold, dude.
Yeah. See, I like Rosen, but I understand the Darnold love. Quickly with these receivers, I'll make a bet with you, JP.
Let's make a bet
that one of these receivers, not a single one, goes in the top 15.
All right, I'll take that.
I don't know who's picking at 14 or 15.
A beer whenever I see you.
Okay, there we go. But to me, at quarterback, Josh Rosen's the easiest evaluation. So
I think Rosen can step in fastest. I think Rosen and Baker can play right away or right away-ish for you. I think Darnold will be the best if it all goes right. I think Allen is a bust. I like him. Well, he's a really nice guy, but he's wildly inaccurate.
I have tried to put myself in the shoes of teams that like Josh Allen. I just don't see a path to success. There are too many fatal flaws in his game that we've seen for years.
He's got to throw it over that mountain. That's his.
I understand that this process has been great, right? That you can like pitch it that Jordan Palmer has fixed his footwork, that now he's been more accurate during Senior Bowl week. Whatever, you know? Like if he is a successful quarterback, I don't know how it's possible.
I am rooting for him because he's a nice kid, and I kind of root for everybody. But I would take Lamar over him.
And if he was a third or a fourth round projected pick, you know, people would really like him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, if he was Kyle Lalea, there'd be a ton of buzz.
There are also a lot of
kids. If
he were
Logan Thomas, there'd
miss.
Be a ton of buzz.
Right. Norris, we've taken up too much of your time, man. Tell everybody where to find you. You're going to be all over the place during the draft.
I hope so. I mean, I hope I'm just not in my apartment writing about the draft,
eating
and
meat and watching
it.
Tape.
There we go. No, subscribe to the Roto-World Football Podcast if you have not. And Evan and I just completed, you know, the Team Needs 7-round mock series, and my rankings and everything else are on rotoworld.com as well.
Awesome. And it's at Josh Norris on Twitter, right?
That's it.
And you guys are my guys in fantasy season. I rely on you and Silva constantly. So maybe we'll catch up again after the draft.
All right. There we go.
Norris, thanks again, man. I appreciate it, buddy.
Yep, no problem.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chevy Buick GMC. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.